Today is the sixth Sunday after Pentecost. The epistle is taken from the epistle of St. Paul to the Romans. Brethren, all we who are baptized in Christ Jesus are baptized in his death, for we are buried together with him by baptism unto death, that as Christ is risen from the dead, and by the glory of the Father, so we also may walk in the newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin may be destroyed, to the end that we may serve sin no longer. For he that is dead is justified from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall live also together with Christ. Knowing that Christ, rising again from the dead, dieth now no more, death shall no more have dominion over him. For in that he died to sin, he died once, but in that he liveth unto God. So do you also reckon that you are dead indeed to sin, but alive unto God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from the account of St. Mark. At that time, when there was a great multitude with Jesus, and when they had nothing to eat, calling his disciples together, he saith to them, I have compassion on the multitude, for behold, they have now been with me 3 days, and have nothing to eat. And if I shall send them away fasting to their home, they will faint in the way. For some of them came from afar off. And his disciples answered him, From whence can anyone fill them here with bread in the wilderness? And he asked them, How many loaves have ye? Who said, Seven. And he commanded the crowd to sit down on the ground. And taking the 7 loaves, giving thanks, he broke and gave to his disciples to set before them, and they set them before the people. And they had a few little fishes, and he blessed them and commanded them to be set before them. And they did eat and were filled, and they took up that which was left of the fragments, 7 baskets. And they that had eaten were about 4,000, and he sent them away. Please be seated. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dear faithful, from time to time throughout our lives, it is always beneficial for us to ask ourselves, what is the fundamental difference between us and the people of this world? What distinguishes our daily life from theirs? We might think that it is because we go to Mass on Sunday, or we try to live a virtuous life, or that we are obedient to God's commandments. While this is all true, the answer that really answers this question, it goes deeper and it comes before all of this. In today's epistle and gospel, we see that the answer to this question is love, from which everything else follows. The object of our love is what distinguishes us from the people of this world. It is the object of our happiness that distinguishes us. And we can look at this from two different aspects, one of these aspects being negative and the other one being positive. For the negative aspect, we see it in the epistle of today. St. Paul, in his epistle to the Romans, teaches us that by baptism, we are united to the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by that we die to sin. We die to the things of this world, which the people of this world seek inordinately. They make these pleasures of this world, these passing temporary pleasures, they make these their ultimate end of their entire lives. They choose to seek these ends in place of God. They make a creature the source of their ultimate happiness. This is what we call inordinate and sinful love. God has given us the goods of this world, that we are meant to use them, but we are meant to use them as means to achieve an end, but not meant to seek them as an end in themselves. We have to be detached from these goods, to the extent that we love them inordinately, that is the extent that we have to detach ourselves from them. We have to withdraw from this inordinate love, as we would remove some cause of a disease or an infection. We have no desire for that cause of an infection, yet we always desire these inordinate goods, which really are a cause of an infection, which is the infection of sin. This is why it is good for us to periodically ask ourselves this question. We have to always examine ourselves on this inordinate love. How are we trying to only use these goods as a means? Do I seek this or that good at the expense of others? We can ask ourselves if this or that good makes us neglect our duty of state. If we don't check ourselves on this, and we allow this infectious love to grow in our hearts, then there is nothing that really makes us different from the people of this world. We are still seeking the same things that they are. At baptism, we make our baptismal vows, promising that we will renounce Satan and all his works. And so throughout our lives, because we have fallen nature, we are always seeking these inordinate goods, and we always have to, throughout our lives, renew these vows that we made on the day of our baptism. We have to renew these vows and ask for the grace we received at baptism to truly die to sin and to live only for God. And this brings us to the positive aspect of this love. It is not enough for us to merely remove this source of inordinate love, to detach ourselves from this inordinate love. This is because our will is made to love. It is made to seek the good. It is made to seek the goods, whether they are temporary or permanent. The temporary goods as a means to the permanent good, which is our Lord, which is God. The Catholic is one who detaches himself from the things of this world and who does so in order that he may live his life wholly pleasing to God, so that he can live his life for God, with God as the only object of his love. This is what fundamentally distinguishes the Catholic from the person of this world. And if we live our lives in this way, if we live our lives seeking only to please God, then others will see it. They will see this example, and it will strike them and be more powerful than any apologetical argument. It will do more good for the conversion of their soul. If souls do not convert, if we don't see souls converting in this world, it is because Catholics are not living their lives as they should. They are living their lives in a state of lukewarmness. In today's gospel, we see 4,000 men following our Lord Jesus Christ for 3 days, and then they do not bring sufficient amount of food. And so we can see that these men, they are wanting our Lord. They are seeking our Lord, and to such an extent that they forget to bring food. It shows that there is a certain disinterestedness in the things of this world. And then our Lord miraculously feeds them to supply for their needs. This miraculous feeding of 4,000 is a symbol of the Eucharist. And so just as baptism helps us to achieve this negative aspect, to die to the things of this world, God has given us the sacrament of the Holy Eucharist in order that we may better fulfill this positive aspect, in order that we may, once we have died to sin, that we may be united to our Lord Jesus Christ in the sacrament. And the end of this sacrament is union with our Lord through love, through charity. This union with our Lord is the perfection of the Catholic faith. It is the end that our Catholic faith is leading us towards. And so, in this Mass, ask our Lord Jesus Christ for the grace of a strong love of God that will influence every aspect of our lives. Ask Him at this Mass when we receive Holy Communion for this grace. And look at our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. See the extent that He was willing to go out of love for us. He went onto the cross. He died for us. He shed all of His blood because He loved us and He wanted us to be happy with Him forever in heaven. Looking at Him on the cross, ask Him for that grace to be able to return that love that He has shown us, to show Him that gratitude, to live our lives wholly pleasing to our Lord Jesus Christ. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.